This goes to Dr. Michael Stack, STACK, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Maxine, M-A-X-I-N-E, Benner, B like boy, E, N-N like November, E-R. Date of birth 11-11-1942. Dear Dr. Stack, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Benner with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and congestive heart failure. Her last visit was August 7th of 2025. She has gained 5 pounds since her last visit. The weight seems to go on slowly and does not appear to be edema in her legs. And she does not have excessive shortness of breath, but she does complain of some increased firmness in the abdomen, and she wonders if that could possibly be fluid, since she has had a history of she's had a history of pleural effusion requiring removal of that fluid. But she denies any type of shortness of breath currently, but she does wonder about the abdomen having some fluid in it. She states that she has not had a recent abdominal ultrasound to check anything like that, nor any chest x-rays. She does have a follow-up visit to see you this Friday, and so she will be discussing this with you then. She also sees Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, for anemia and low platelet levels. Currently, she denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and then no edema in the extremities. Medications, I want to highlight amlodipine 10 milligram daily. Isosorbide is 60 milligram daily. Carvedilol 12.5 milligram twice a day. Torsamide is 20 milligram daily. And then other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 170 pounds. Pulse is 60. And blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff, is 150/58. Her neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular. Abdomen is obese. It feels slightly firm at the lower aspect of the abdomen and the pelvic area. Non-tender. I'm not able to palpate any organs or masses that are abnormal. I'm unsure if it's ascites or just she's starting to gain weight in the abdomen. And no peripheral edema. In labs, most recent lab studies were done February 5th, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.4. Estimated GFR is 37. Her sodium, 142. Potassium, 4.1. Carbon dioxide is 31, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin A1C is 6.3, and proBNP is elevated at 1,080. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. There's no change in renal status. The symptoms do not appear to be caused by changes in renal function. 2, hypertension, slightly higher than usual, and I've advised her to check blood pressure at home. Goal would be 130 to 140 systolic. And 3, congestive heart failure with symptoms of abdominal fullness. And perhaps it would be of value to check an abdominal ultrasound to rule out ascites, and the patient will discuss this with you at her next visit on Friday, February 13th. And she will continue to have lab studies done for us every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Puente, MD.